Hi, this is Elizabeth Smith McCrossin, here to provide you with my weekly constituency update for Cumberland North. My mission as your member of the Legislative Assembly for Cumberland North is to represent you. I'm an independent MLA and I work for you, the people, building on a foundation on the principles of democracy, building on the foundation of truth and justice, determination and dedication, honesty, and being a servant leader empowering all people. Together, we build on the strength of our veterans and stand firm on the four pillars of excellence in healthcare, affordability, children and our education, and building a stronger economy with strong entrepreneurship. Other work that I center on is maritime collaboration, protection of the Chignecto Isthmus, as well as truth and justice for all victims of sexual assault and family violence. These priorities are in line with my vision for a positive, vibrant community here in Cumberland North, and I work with all people that share these same ideals. Last week in politics, I worked in both the Pugwash as well as Amherst offices. I have a small bit of good news to share after drawing attention to the fact that Nova Scotia Health stopped staffing nurse practitioners in the emergency room on weekends at Cumberland Regional Healthcare Center. This was reinstated right away. Now nurse practitioners are back working in the emergency department 7 days a week at the emergency department at Cumberland Regional Healthcare Center. And they work 8 hours a day to assist the emergency room physicians that are working there. This helps reduce wait times, especially for people who are forced to go to the emergency room for non-urgent matters simply because they have no other options. So I will continue to draw attention to the needs for the people here and work towards improving healthcare one day at a time. This week in politics, I'm in Toronto, Ontario today and tomorrow. I arrived yesterday for public policy meetings at the Council of State Government Eastern Conference. I first attended the Eastern Leadership Academy by the Council of State Governments in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, back in August of 2019. It was there that I first met several legislators from the U.S. Eastern Seaboard states, and I knew there was a lot of work that could be done to improve collaboration and work between us in the Atlantic provinces and the New England states. Canada and the United States share economic ties, a dedication to the democratic ideals, and long-lasting friendship. With the suggestion of a multilateral approach, the theme of the public policy conference that I'm attending provides a strong guiding point for the development of policies and ideas that will be of benefit to member jurisdictions on both sides of the border. Now more than ever, the Council State of Government East annual meeting is vital to strengthening regional relationships as our areas face ever-increasing rates of change. Since becoming the provincial legislator for Cumberland North, I've studied the history of our area, of Nova Scotia, and of the Maritimes in particular. It's evident upon study that the Maritimes as a region has become less economic and less politically powerful post-Confederation. That was in 1867. I join many people to ask the question why. It appears that trade changes from being primarily with the U.S. Eastern Seaboard states changed with Confederation. So before Confederation, the trade here in the Maritimes primarily went to both Europe as well as to the Eastern U.S. Seaboard states. And then post-Confederation, there was a huge focus on the Canadian rail line and trade going within the new Canada, which some believe has hurt us economically as well as politically. Building stronger trade relationships with the U.S. Eastern Seaboard as well as Europe is key, I believe, to increasing economic strength in our area, especially in our area of the Chignecto Isthmus for the Atlantic Trade Corridor. The meetings I'm attending are on several public policy issues, including agriculture and rural affairs, Canada-U.S. relations, Council on Communities of Color, Education, Energy and Environment, Fiscal, Health, Military and Veteran Affairs, Territorial Relations and Transportations, as well as other general sessions and professional development. I look forward to building stronger relationships while here and bringing some new knowledge and policy ideas for the fall session of the legislature. I will be home on Wednesday and will be attending something personal, the swearing-in ceremony for our son, Joel, as he enters the Canadian Armed Forces. He will be doing the Navy and off to basic training very soon. Marie and I are so proud of him and will be very privileged to be attending the swearing-in ceremony for our son on Wednesday. After that, I'll be back home in Cumberland working and having meetings scheduled with people already on several issues. The most common issues right now that people are asking to meet with me are on mostly access to medical care, lack of that, as well as lack of access to adequate housing. I've also been notarizing a lot of documents lately, and this is a free service that I can provide to anyone in our communities. If you ever need a document notarized, just call my office at 902-661-2288, and I can schedule, or my staff can schedule a time for me to meet with you either at the Pugwash office or at the Amherst office. Summer is winding down and students are starting to get prepared to go back to school. And I wanted to let everyone know about an opportunity that the CUA Banking Institution is giving away $10,000 to help students pay for their tuition. It's a contest. So if you're interested, go online. I have the link on my Facebook page and also be sending it out in my email update later today. I would like to wish happy birthday to anyone celebrating this week as well as anyone celebrating an anniversary, and a special shout out to Rod and Emily Wood, who are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this month. So happy anniversary, 50th wedding anniversary to Rod and Emily Wood. And if you have an opportunity, stop into the store on Hickman Street and give them a shout out. Today, Monday, August the 21st, Marcia Helpert is celebrating a birthday. On Tuesday, August 22nd, Cindy Patterson and Dave March are celebrating a birthday. On Wednesday, August the 23rd, Gwen Kerr is celebrating a birthday. Thursday, August 24th, Jason Dickey of Dickey Meats. And Friday, August 25th, Parker Ross. On Saturday, August 26th, Ronnie White and Ryan Bellier are celebrating birthdays. I also want to do a special shout out to my niece, Courtney Neufeld, as well as her husband, Jacob, on their second wedding anniversary today. I would like to extend my condolences to anyone who has lost a loved one recently, especially the family and friends of Peter Ross Smith. I'd like to acknowledge his wife, Molly Rose Smith, is going through a very difficult time with the sudden loss of her husband, Peter. So please accept my condolences to Molly and the family and friends. I also would like to mention the family and friends of Charles Edward Arsenault, who recently passed, Mary Frances Landry, John Allen McKenzie, and Helen Christina Renault. If anyone else has lost a loved one, please accept my condolences at this time. I would like to extend my gratitude to everyone at CFTA 107.9 for giving me this opportunity to share with you my MLA update. Special mention to Mr. Ron Bickle and James Hand, who are such a big help to me in providing this to you. As I finish off my update today, I want to say thank you to each and every person who is out there serving our communities, volunteering, supporting others. Thank you for all the things that you do. Thank you for all the things that you do that no one even sees. And I want to make special mention today of Sheila Christie. Sheila Christie was serving on town council for a while. She had so many great ideas, and she is just a woman of service. And she, a few years ago, had started this pantry across from Maggie's Place. It was at Rotary Park. And it was a pantry where people could give what they have and take what they need. It was a pantry that was always open and available to anyone who needed food in our community. Now, over the years since Sheila had that built and put that there, single-handedly she did that. And she did that because of the need that she saw in our community. She has had people help her to repair that so many times due to vandalism. And Sheila persisted, and she just continued to repair and continue to put food there, as well as so many other people in our community did that, donated food. And recently, Sheila has had to make the difficult decision that she could no longer continue to provide this level of attention to this in the community. And I want to say a big thank you to Sheila for her years of dedication, often unseen by most people. She was there putting in food from her own pockets. She donated thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of food, as well as much time and money also spent on repairs, building and repairing that pantry. So I want to just really emphasize, say thank you to Sheila for doing this. And now I also want to say thank you to Erica Casey, as well as her team, her board of directors from In the Works, the social enterprise. And they have recently made the decision to take over the responsibility of maintaining that pantry and ensuring that there is food there for people who want to, who are in need. So a big thank you to Erica Casey, as well as her team. She has several incredible board members on there that are helping her, including a good friend of mine, Corey Hunter Chasson. So thank you so much. And please, if you have extra food and if you have the ability to donate food, please consider the pantry right there at the Rotary Park, right across from Maggie's Place, as a place where you can help others. And I know if you're listening and if you're hungry and if you need something to eat, go there, go to the pantry if you're able, and you can get a loaf of bread or a can of soup. Also, the community hub, which is formerly the shelter, the winter temporary shelter at the church there on Church Street, has now moved downtown into the old insurance building there behind the old Tim Hortons on the corner. And the community hub is open every day for food for anyone in need. If anyone is hungry, there is a place to go to be warm and as well to get some meals. So please, if you're listening, if you know of anyone that is in need, please let them know about this, the community hub and the new location of it. So thank you again to everyone out there, whether it's known or unknown. Thank you for all the things that you're doing to help others in our community. That is truly what keeps us together and keeps us strong as a community. Please take care of yourselves, always finding ways to refuel, restore, and revive your own energy and taking care of your own body, mind, and spirit. And also always look for ways and opportunities to help others, whether it be your close family and friends or others in our communities. Thank you to everyone. Take care. Have a great week. And I will continue to serve you to the very best of my ability as your member of the Legislative Assembly here in Cumberland North for the province of Nova Scotia. Have a great week, everyone.